Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Saturday night, September 8th, an exhausting night here for me in the Political Cesspool radio program. We are bouncing from one incredible guest to the other, talking to Sam Bushman during the break, owner of the network, and man, we're just reveling in it this evening. Sam's a pro, and he can handle this a little bit better than me. I mean, for me, three guests is a month's work. We're doing it in the night. Anyway, welcome back to the show. James Edwards and Eddie the Bombardier Miller with you this evening as we broadcast to you live from our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM/FM affiliates of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online and around the world at thepoliticalcesspool.org. You actually just heard from our third and final guest of the evening during that last commercial. Patricia Aiken is the director of sales for CardioPrim, professional strength oral collation that clears blocked arteries in about a month. Her passion is finding natural solutions for health challenges. She's calling in from Las Vegas this evening, which is the site of the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association convention, coming up 8 days from now in that city. She's calling in from there, which became her home when she was recruited to take on the mission of spreading the good news of clearing blocked arteries with health professionals. She's also an anti-vaccine activist. She's warned me about pressing the play button on those subjects. So we'll see how it goes over the course of the next couple of segments, Eddie. Her personal drug of choice is tennis, but being a student pilot has been interfering with her court time. Patricia, welcome to the show.
Hey, James. Thanks.
Hey, it's great to have you tonight. You know, I'm finding I have something in common with all of my guests tonight. We had Congressman Walter Jones on in the first hour. He loves Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. I mean, there was no bigger fan than me of them. I received my private pilot's license in 2005. I remember those 152s, 172 Cessnas. How are you coming along there?
Oh, I'm almost done. I just got to finish my 10 hours of soloing. I got about an hour of night flying left to do, and I'll be good to go.
Expensive hobby, I found out.
Yeah, it wasn't on my bucket list, to tell you the truth. The boss ordered me to it, so that's why I'm there.
I'm big on the bucket list, and that was actually mine. I was so distraught after losing my campaign for state representative in 2002. I had to have something to fill the 10 hours a day I spent working on winning that office. And so
ground school will take care of those 10 hours for you. No problem.
You got that right. Before radio, there was flying, and then I got a family and haven't taken to the skies too much lately. Anyway, all that being said, you know, another thing that we like to keep up with to the best of our abilities on here are natural health remedies. That is something that's very big with the audience, and certainly y'all are on the cutting edge of that. What started your interest in natural health solutions?
Well, actually, I when I went to the dentist in fourth grade with my mom and dad's hard-earned money, I came home with a chronic cough for a year, and a year later I had epilepsy. And so I was always trying to figure out what the heck happened with my health. And so my sister went to nursing school when I was in junior high. I read all her nursing school books. And I was on the hunt to figure out my health ever since. And so with that, I found out I was mercury poisoned. And one thing led to another. And that's how it all started, because the doctors were absolutely zero help. Matter of fact, they misdiagnosed me for years. They would always say, oh, it's, you know, it's all in your head and stuff. Yeah, it was in my head. It was in my mouth, exactly.
Well, you know, that's an interesting story, and, you know, tonight we have a man for all topics. We were talking about foreign policy earlier in the hour with the early in the show, I should say, with the congressman. Eddie was a former medic in Vietnam. Eddie also is a registered nurse, and I know he has some questions for you this evening. But speaking of CardioPrim, which is the product that you are on to tell our listeners more about this evening, my grandmother passed away from heart disease, and I was closer to her than anybody in the world. I mean, obviously, I have a great relationship with my mother and father. We're a close-knit family. But my maternal grandmother, so very close. Heart disease is the leading cause of death, isn't it?
Well, depends on how you count. It's the leading disease, but the number one leading cause of death in the United States is iatrogenics, which is physician-induced disorders. Eddie knows that word. We call it iatric genocide.
And, you know, touche.
Because about 10, maybe 15 years ago, a physician decided, got suspicious about this and looked into it, and he found that it was the third leading cause of death. And then in 2004, a PhD and a group of MDs got together. They were suspicious about his study because he only looked at the inpatient databases. And so they decided to pull all the databases, and they found out that it was a leading cause of death in the United States. And that wasn't counting the people that died from the chemo and not from the cancer, the kids that, you know, died from their vaccines and things like that. They didn't count any of that. And that was only on the raw data. And what they found out was that in New York City, only 2.4% of serious iatrogenics are even reported. Because most MDs aren't going to raise their hand and say, hey, sue me. I screwed up. They're not going to say it. And so that's just on the raw data. Can you imagine what is going on? But if you go to, but if you watch television, which I rarely do, but I mean, there's like one chiropractor on television. He's a total dweeb. But the doctors get all the glory, and they're killing us left, right, and center.
Okay, so that being said, that leads me perfectly into my next question. So let's just say people agree with you that there is a concern for going in and facing malpractice or physician error, and you have some natural aversions to that, and you want to seek alternative health remedies. You have heart disease. What do you do if you don't want to go see a doctor? Now, I have read some of the reports from folks that have used CardioPrim, and they're absolutely amazing. Now, I hate to say this, but it actually sounds too good to be true. People report have been reporting a bunch of other conditions improving, not just blood pressure, when they took it. How is that possible?
Yeah, I know, it's amazing, and that's probably our biggest stumbling block is sounds too good to be true. And so what happens is that all heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, bone spurs, not all forms of arthritis, I have to say, but many of those, they're all caused by the same underlying problem, and that's calcium plaque. So if you clear it up one place, CardioPrim clears it up all over. Clears out the pancreas again, so it clears off the beta cells, the islet of Langerhans. So, I mean, diabetic called me not too long ago and said, hey, how come my blood sugar is going down and I haven't taken any more insulin? Because your pancreas is working again. I mean, that's the story.
Well,
it sounds simple, but that's how it is.
Well, so this is, and I hate to use the term, I hate it. I apologize in advance for saying miracle drug or miracle treatment, but this is something that, folks, you just got to, first of all, I know we're coming up on a commercial break here shortly, Patricia. Give out the website very quickly for people if they didn't pay attention to the ads. Give out the
CardioPrim.com.
CardioPrim.com, and that is CardioPrim, just as it sounds, CardioPrim.com. Now, when you're there, ladies and gentlemen, if you scroll down to the bottom and put in the promo code TPC, you will have access to a special rate for this product reserved exclusively for listeners of the Political Cesspool and Liberty News Radio Network. We're going to come back and follow up to that right after this.
Cesspool guys, we'll be back right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please don't understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit AmericasTransferCollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well, or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur, or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up three or four times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to CardioPrim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Very pleased to have with us Patricia Aiken of CardioPrim, CardioPrim.com. And I know what you're saying, ladies and gentlemen. You're saying, okay, James, what's going on here? They're an advertiser of the network. You're having them on to do them a favor. Let me tell you something, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, that's not how we do things here. We have people on as advertisers because we believe in their products. And if we believe in their product, we go all out to promote that and get that information to you. And that is exactly what's going on here in the political cesspool and on Liberty News Radio Network tonight with Patricia Aiken and CardioPrim. You have questions about establishment treatments. You are seeking or already a believer in natural health solutions, natural health remedies. You have heart disease. There is something going on there that is askew. This is a product we want you to have. Heart disease has run in my family. Don't think for a minute that I'm not looking at this. CardioPrim.com. As we mentioned, there is a special discounted rate for listeners of the political cesspool. You go to CardioPrim.com, scroll down to the bottom, and enter in the login code TPC, and you will be awarded that special rate. And let's talk about that, Patricia. Let's pick it up right there. We know what it does for you. We know it improves not only blood pressure, but any number of problems pertaining to the heart. Other conditions outside of the heart improve when taking CardioPrim. How expensive is the protocol?
Well, depends on what you want to compare it to. You know, compared to IV EDTA chelation, that runs about $10,000. It's kind of a no-brainer. It's $600. And I just want to say, it's, when you go to the website tonight or whenever, instead of logging in under TPC, why don't you just pick up the phone and give me a call, because I've got a really outrageous offer for people that are listening to the show tonight, and they have the next few days. I'm limited on inventory on it, but I can actually give them 48 days for the price of 36 days. So they're like effectively getting their maintenance dose for free. So have them give me a call. Just that'd be better for them. So it's an even better rate than what we've got on the website.
What's that number, Patricia, or should we put it on the website?
It's on the website. 702-449-0044.
And they can also get that at CardioPrim.com.
Yeah, the number's right on there.
Okay, so you're looking at...
Can I share something with you? Can I kind of break in here for a second?
By all means.
Okay. you know, even if people didn't have heart disease, that chelation is still an excellent idea, because what we know is that minerals are metals, and that we're all assaulted by metals. Things in chemtrails, they're loaded with aluminum and barium and strontium. Vaccines, if people have had vaccines, they used to be loaded with mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, all those things. The pesticides that we eat, all those things were bombarded. And that's one thing that CardioPrim does, is take out the metals. And the low-hanging fruit for CardioPrim is calcium and aluminum. And we all have a ubiquitous exposure there. So it's a great idea, just as preventative to do it.
All right, fair enough. And so now that we know that this is something that all of our listeners should be interested in, and keeping in mind that it really is only a few hundred dollars, less than, $500, $600 for the treatment, and this is something that will improve your health. Folks, that is a small investment for your health. We've seen the reports. We know what it does. The question is begged to be asked, Patricia, why aren't people told about CardioPrim by their medical doctors?
Oh, well, I think that much, you know, if you think about it, we actually know a cardiovascular surgeon, and he gets $110,000 per open heart surgery, and he does three or four a day. That's just obscene money. Do you really think he has any interest in promoting something that's a couple hundred bucks? Absolutely not. But so many of our users have said, boy, if we knew how well this worked, we'd have never set foot in the hospital. I actually said to a chiropractor one day, I said, well, listen, we know our treatment's worth $5,000. And he said, no, it's not. It's worth $20,000 to avoid open heart surgery.
Wow.
I mean, and so doctors have no interest in that. And it was actually a study done at UCLA a while back on denial. And I'm always interested in that because, and I'm sure you are too, because as much truth as you share with people, sometimes people just, their eyes glaze over and they can't get it. We
That's
always
right.
wonder, why can't they get it? And one of the reasons they can't get it is if they deem the information a threat to their livelihood. So if you're wondering why doctors can't get it, there's professional pride, there's a threat to their livelihood, that, you know, I mean, all kinds of reasons.
Plus, all right, well, let's ask.
They've just launched an attack against chelation. They can't touch people that sell chelation, things like that, if they're within, you know, compliant on their advertising, which we are. And so what did they do? They went to their favorite henchman, Google, and told Google Ads anybody that has chelation or detox in their AdWords to shut down their advertising on Google. I mean, what this is the police state that we're living in. It's pretty impressive.
Well, it's pretty scary is what it is. And, you know, we talked earlier about the fact that going to the doctor isn't always the safest thing you can do. Well, let's talk about CardioPrim. How safe is it? What's the FDA say about it?
Well, I mean, show me the body count. you know, that's what we want to see. When you say that about all natural remedies, where are the bodies? There aren't any. I mean, look at what a chiropractor pays for malpractice insurance compared to what an MD pays, just a general practitioner. I mean, it's peanuts compared to what the insurance company knows that medicine's, you know, allopathic medicine's more dangerous. No question about it. And, you know, and so does it work for everybody? Heck no. Does anything? No, but our return rate runs at less than 3%.
Well, and as we always do, we would encourage our audience not to just take my word for it, although I always do the best I can not to lead you astray. But folks, go to cardioprim.com, do the research for yourself, and form your own objective conclusion. And Patricia, I know we're beginning to run out of time here, but the registered nurse of our staff has been dutifully taking notes here and has more questions than he'll ever be able to ask. Eddie?
Well, hello there, ma'am. I wish I'd known you were coming on. We've had some dynamite guests on earlier. I'd have prepped a little bit more. I was telling James that maybe I shouldn't say this on the radio, but I listen to other talk shows. And I listen to, you're probably aware of the Power Hour with Joyce Riley, since you're kind of seem to be like a aware of your health and, you know, and alternative health.
Sure, training. I know Joyce.
They had a doctor on, it was either Thursday or Friday, I can't remember her name. She's an orthopedic surgeon in California, which is kind of rare for having a lady for an orthopedic surgeon, let alone that she, you know, she was the head honcho orthopedic surgeon. But she was talking about a lot of the stuff you were talking about. And I know that medicines, you know, and I'll be, you know, the first to say the medicine, some medicines have saved my life. I've taken, I'm getting ready to run the marathon. Everybody knows about that. I'm real proud of it in December. I'm 65 years old and I'm on a lot of blood pressure medicine, but I have been aware. I've been trying to preach some of the same things you're preaching about, especially the vaccines, you know. I was a medic in the Army, and when I came back home, I was on the shot team, and I've seen firsthand what some of these vaccines can do to people. The mercury you were talking about in there is supposed to have been taken out of the vaccines by the pharmaceutical companies, but the best of my knowledge, it hadn't. The mercury is under a compound, if I remember right, I wish I could have had time to research this, is under a compound called thimerosal, and, you know, mercury is a very deadly compound.
Well, you know, Eddie, I warned James not to push the play button on this. I really did. I mean, mercury is my passion. And thimerosal in vaccines has only been taken out of the single-dose vials. It's still in the multi-dose vials, and since they're cheaper, they're still giving those out. Most pediatricians use the multi-dose vial. There's also 25 micrograms of it in most flu shots.
And what do you know about the squalene?
5 years in a row, you're 10 times more likely to develop Alzheimer's disease. How do you like them apples?
Hey, are you familiar with the work of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny?
Oh, yeah, I know Sherry Tenpenny as well.
Well, folks, we got to take a break. I tell you what, Patricia, I'm going to follow up with you tonight, and I want to book you for part two with Eddie, where we have an extended conversation about this, because we are just beginning to scratch the surface, and natural health remedies is something that we cover far too seldom on this show, and it's something that is of great interest to our audience. In the meantime, folks, cardioprim.com. Check them out. Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks, James.
We'll do it again soon. Thank you, my friend.
Can't wait.
Corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two. But you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. cardioprim.com.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm going to the watering hole after tonight, I can tell you that. On my drive home from the show tonight, I'm going to go to the watering hole and get a sweet tea. You know, I'm talking about a southern sweet tea, Eddie, not a Long Island. Of course, Eddie's not much of a drinking buddy, no matter how you slice it. He's on so many medicines, you know, talking about cardio prim in the last segment. Eddie can't even have a, he can't have anything. He can't even have Kool-Aid, he says. Hanging out with Eddie's like hanging out with the Mormons. But now he says he can have Kentucky bourbon, but if it's pure. But he can't have any other. I don't know if I believe you, Eddie. Anyway. I don't know where we go from this. I say I'm going to the watering hole. I'm going to have to go straight home because I have a two-year-old daughter and a wife who anxiously awaits my return after every night. You know, in fact, coming home from downtown Memphis is like navigating a war zone, so you never know. It's never guaranteed that I'm going to make it, you know. But I will take a break when I get home. I'm going to sit in that recliner. Watch whatever. It'll be hard to find something interesting on TV. Certainly nothing on TV will be as interesting as this radio show was tonight. That's a given. But if I can find something halfway tolerable, I'm going to kick back and reflect on tonight's show. 8 years of radio, thousands of shows, keeping in mind that for the first 6 years, we were on five nights a week before we switched to a weekly format when we got picked up by the network. But actually, seven. So anyway, but tonight was one for the books. Great show. Varied show. It was a variety show tonight. Congressman Walter Jones, Sheriff Richard Mack, Patricia Aiken. And as I said, the registered nurse of the TPC staff is going to be coming up with some questions. Eddie was so preoccupied tonight preparing for the congressman and the sheriff that the third and final stellar guest of the evening kind of snuck up on him, but we're gonna have her back on. I think it's a vastly interesting topic. We're gonna have her back on, and she will talk more about not only her product, but field questions from the nurse of the staff, and that is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. So expect an encore appearance from Patricia Aiken and Cardio Prim, CardioPrim.com, in the very near future on the program. Now I want to circle back, full circle. We're gonna do a 360 here. All the way back to the first hour, we were talking about the fact that it is likely, I wouldn't say it's possible, I would say it's likely that Congressman Jones will receive a nasty email from the ADL or the SPLC pertaining to his appearance on the show tonight. Now, Sheriff Richard Mack has also been subjected, because he is a patriot, because he's a constitutionalist, because he stands up and speaks out, he, too, has been targeted by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Sheriff Mack is leading the charge in the fight back against them. We laugh off and brush off their attacks. He has sued them. And if I had had the time with Sheriff Mack tonight, I would have liked to have worked that in. It was just such a busy show. It's been such a busy show. Well, I tell you what, you know, two political cesspool guests can provide any future political cesspool guest on a great response to the Southern Poverty Law Center or the ADL. You want to know how to respond to the SPLC or the ADL when they come after you for associating with people that they don't like, for people who they smear, for people who they defame? You know, it's ironic that the ADL stands for the Anti-Defamation League. They have made a living out of defaming good and decent people. Every now and then they'll sprinkle somebody in there worthy of their condemnation. But for the most part, and the SPLC for sure, they're even worse than the ADL. If you are right of center, constitutionalist, conservative in any way, you're going to be on that hate watch list. Just like Chick-fil-A is on the hate watch list, Tony Perkins and the Family Research Council. I mean, I won't say they're milquetoast. They do a good job. But hate group list? I mean, you know, and we're on there? And Pat Buchanan? Are you kidding me? Well, Sheriff Mack will tell you how to respond to these lunatic defamations hurled by the ADL and SBLC, and so will Pat Buchanan. I want to play for you right now a response that Pat Buchanan gave to National Public Radio pertaining to his last appearance on this show. Listen and learn, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's an email from Pat, who says, you've recently received criticism for appearing on the Political Cesspool radio program, which describes its ideology as pro-white and has been criticized by the Anti-Defamation League as being anti-Semitic and white supremacist. Do you regret appearing on the program? And does MSNBC, where you're employed, approve of your appearance there?
Well, this is Abe Foxman runs the Anti-Defamation League, and I think he's called me even worse names than he's calling this radio station. So I really don't credit. I think there's an awful lot of smearing being done by the Anti-Defamation League, frankly, over the years, of individuals who simply disagree, maybe with U.S. policy towards Israel, and a lot of name-calling. Now, on the radio shows, I've been on, Diane, 100 radio shows directly and probably thousands through Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham. Am I supposed to go and vet all the people on these shows and get the list from Abe Foxman on what shows I can go on to? Now, I remember that show, I think it was Saturday night, and I listened on that because I'd heard things about it. And they had one of the best pro-life ads by Ron Paul I've ever seen on that radio station. And they also had an advertisement for the Mormon Church, which you have just been, in a way, defending, and rightly so. It was a very in the Mormon Church, and I listened carefully to see, and the individual is very interested in the race issue, but it was done, I thought, it was not done, and I wouldn't be on a program if somebody started calling racial or ethnic names, or I rather might be on it, but I would say that's the last time we're going on that one.
There you have it, folks. I mean, folks, there you have it. The master himself, you know, Pat Buchanan, has been tarred and feathered every time he appears on the show. And he continues to appear on the show because he, like me, disagrees with the false assessment of our work. And you heard him there on National Public Radio, no less, issue a defense, an eloquent defense of the political cesspool and Liberty News Radio Network, and said, listen, it's not them, it's not that show, that station that has the problem, it's the ADL. They're the ones who are senselessly hurling these smears. Now, Pat didn't marry himself to us, nor should he have, or was that required. He didn't say, listen, I support and agree with everything James Edwards has ever said, and I go over to and have dinner with him once a week. It wasn't necessary that he go over the top. But what he said there was just spot on. Nothing more, nothing less. Great man, great character, Pat Buchanan. And, I got my start working for him. He's stuck with us. We've stuck with him for better or for worse in his case. And I know he got, he caught some flack, but it is media manufactured flack that he received, and he deflected it quite well, and you heard him there on National Public Radio fielding a question about his appearance with us. I don't think it could have been done any better than what he did.
I'd like to add to that, some James. I may quote the black Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson here in a minute. Jesse Lee Peterson himself. Yeah, that's right. Listen, if James, and I told a fellow one night that if James, as a matter of fact, if I told another radio show host on AM 1600 in Memphis, he's referred to James Edwards as a skinhead white supremacist. I said, well, if he is, then the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson is too, because he appeared on CNN with James Edwards, and they were quite cordial with each other. They became, I guess you'd say, friends. And here's what Jesse Lee Peterson has to say. Jesse Lee Peterson has to say this over and over and over. Not all. He said, I'm quoting Jesse Lee, not all, but most blacks are prejudiced and hate white people. He said,
this is a black pastor.
He says, most, the vast majority, but not all, black ministers are hate mongers welfare pimps. That's what Jesse Lee Peterson says. I'd like to point out something else, too. To my knowledge, this show, this radio show, myself, James Edwards, Keith Alexander, Bill Rowland, Winston Smith, you run the whole gamut, none of us or this show has ever been attacked by a legitimate mainstream Christian church, Christian organization. It has always been attacked. We've always been attacked by non-Christians. I would like to point out to my Christian people out there who still worship at the trough of Zionist supremacists, Jewish Zionist supremacists. The Jewish Zionist supremacists are no friends to Christians, folks. They're anti-Christian. And listen, they...
Well, we got to take a break, everybody. I'm going to let Eddie finish that thought when we return. Music was playing, and you know, he's not keen on wearing his headset when he's going downtown. We got to take a break. If it's the last thing we ever do, we got to get out of this
place. Girl, there's a better life for me. Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you'll ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Just got a text message from political cesspool correspondent Peter Scoop Stanton, and he will be calling in to wrap up a very busy show in just a moment. But first, Eddie's going to finish a point he made, and it's a good point. And I was talking with Sam Bushman during the commercial break. A couple of times a year, you know, this is an ever-growing radio program. You look at the publicity that we have generated and received over the course of the last few years. More and more people tune into this show every week for the first time. And if they're tuning in curious about what it is exactly that we fight for, what it is exactly that we believe, I like to take the time once or twice a year just to clear the air, and I think we've done that off and on tonight throughout the program, what people say about us versus the truth. And Eddie brought up a great point there just before the break. If you look at those who have been the most venomous, the most vicious against that which we advocate for here on the radio, it is, without exception, people who are vehemently anti-Christian. You know, CNN treated me with a great deal of respect. Obviously, CNN is hardly a pro-Christian bastion, but every time I went on CNN, and it was numerous, they listed me as James Edwards' talk radio host, James Edwards' host of the political cesspool. They didn't list me as all of this crazy stuff that you read from the ADL and SBLC. They listed me matter-of-factly, nothing more, nothing less. But it's a great point you make, Eddie. Don't believe the people who or anti-Christian in their assessment. I mean, can you really believe them to tell the truth, I guess, is what you were getting at.
Yeah, the point, for that point I was making, you know, I belong to a Baptist church, and a lot of people are aware that the Baptist church are really pro-Israel. You know, they almost put, you know, that Israel's Jesus sits at the right hand of Israel. Well, and we said this 100 times on this show. It's not the Muslims. It's not the Hindus that's taken prayer out of school. It's not the ones that got rid of the nativity scene in Washington, D.C. We've never been attacked by any Christian organization, any pro-God organization. We were always being attacked. 19 times out of 20, it's always these atheist Jews. They don't even believe in their own God. They don't even know their own Old Testament. They don't even believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is the people that attack us over and over and over. And I would put forth to them, if they are so wonderful, so righteous, they need to leave. And the same challenge I'm giving to the Jews that I put out to the Hispanics and the blacks tonight. If you're so religious like you claim to be, we're always hearing every day about how morally superior and how religious, how godly that the blacks and the Hispanics are, then leave the Democratic Party, because they have made it. They've made it plain, beyond plain, that they've taken God out of their political party. God is no longer welcome in the Democratic Party. So if that's the case, and the blacks and Hispanics and the Jews do not leave the Democratic Party en masse, and everybody knows that just about all Jews, blacks, and Hispanics are hardcore Democrat. If you do not leave the Democratic Party, I say, sir, that you are a bunch of lying hypocrites. And with that, I'm going to turn it over. Take Scoops on this. I think Scoops trying to come on, James.
He is, you know, for the last 6 weeks during the third and final hour. Of course, Peter Scoop Stanton typically calls in to contribute to the show. He is our correspondent. He typically calls in the last segment of the last hour. For the last 6 weeks, we have had an ongoing series with Bill Rowland and Dr. Tom Sells. So they had they had dispossessed Scoop during that third hour. But now that series has concluded, and it was a good series. But we are back to the normal routine for the last segment of the show, and we are back with Peter Scoop Stanton. Scoop, welcome back, my friend. Welcome home.
Thank you, James. Thank you, Bombardier.
Well, you know, one thing I got to talk to you about, Scoop, tonight is your penchant for visiting Chuck E. Cheese. Now, we've talked about it before. We're going to end a very serious and extremely busy show on with some lighter fare. But, you know, the political cesspool for years now has tracked the violence and malfeasance that takes place on a seemingly weekly basis at various Chuck E. Cheese franchises across the country. Yet, I get a text message, this is no kidding, at least twice a week from Scoop saying he is patronizing the local Chuck E. Cheese. Scoop, what is up with that, first of all? And secondly, what do you see when you go there?
Well, for me and my family, especially my daughter, we'll go there for playtime. We don't purchase any food because the food is just awful and it's just overpriced. So my daughter likes to play the games for toddlers and ride the little rides and things of that nature. What I see in there is just pure chaos. All sorts of people from certain socioeconomic backgrounds. Well, let's just put it this way. They make me look like Donald Trump. And the kids are just acting a fool. The parents are acting a fool. there's women there wearing stuff just way too tight. A lot of these games, if you get tickets, you can redeem tickets for crap. And then, you know, kids try to steal other kids' tickets. Like my daughter, she's just a toddler, so, she's doing her little thing. And people try to take the damn tickets. And then other times a ride wouldn't work or something like that. And this one person from a gifted race comes up to me and asks for tokens. I said, no, I'm not going to give you tokens. I worked hard to, buy these out of my own pocket, and I'm not going to give you any tokens. So, it's just, and the place, the one near my house is absolutely filthy. But there's one in Manassas, Virginia, which is outstanding. But the one near my house, the floor is always filthy. The garbage is always flowing. The people don't bring their trash to the garbage. The people work there. They look like they're doing a hard time. One day, here's a true story. I went to use the facilities. I think I was changing my daughter. And a gentleman was using the facilities who worked there. And he walked straight out the door, never washing his hands. Now, Eddie, I know you're in the health field. And what happens when you don't wash your hands after using the restroom and you prepare people's food? So, and I let the manager know. And I said, you know what? I'm not here to drop dimes, but, you got one of your male employees, I don't know, who it was, but just used the facilities and didn't bother washing their hands. I mean, just about every restroom in America that has attached to a restaurant says all employees must wash hands. But this one near my house, I guess it's not written in a foreign language, so they didn't bother lavarse sus manos. So,
well,
but good.
This is a good report from behind enemy lines, behind the scenes at Chuck E. Cheese. I want to tell you this. If you rubbed a crystal ball, and if current trends persist, you rub that crystal ball and you say, crystal ball, show me what America looks like 50 years from now. It will show you what Chuck E. Cheese and Walmart looks like tonight. That is the future of America. And, physician, heal thyself. I'm casting stones at Scoop here for being a frequent patron of Chuck E. Cheese, but where was I last week with my 2-year-old daughter and my wife? None other than Chuck E. Cheese. Okay, so I was there. Now, our Chuck E. Cheese is in a pretty good part of town, but it still draws out the usual suspects. And I will tell you this. When I went in there, first of all, we integrated it. We integrated Chuck E. Cheese. And it really looked like the United Nations on a field trip. And There was two things. First of all, there was an illegal immigrant family, illegal alien family. I mean, they had to be because, and I'll tell you how I know. Well, first of all, my daughter got trampled by their kid. Kids make mistakes, okay? We caught an eye on it. We made sure she was okay. Kids were, playing and, they're not looking out. I mean, you're talking about 2-year-old, 3-year-olds, right? We overlooked it. We're not going to cause a scene. We're decent people. Bygones be bygones. Well, then the same kid came up and pinched my daughter on the backside, back of her leg. And so my wife had enough after that, and she went up to, ask the other mother to get a rein in on her child. The other mother did not speak a word of English. Not a word. I mean, she couldn't even understand what my wife was saying because she didn't speak the language. All right, so that was one thing. Secondly, turned around. This is the honest to God assessment. I turned around and there was, I guess it was a Muslim woman. I'm not sure. She was covered head to toe in black garb. The only piece of skin you could see was the slit in her eyes, in her hands. Everything else was
let me stop you right there.
Covered head to, it was like that scene Scoop in Ferris Bueller, where Ferris takes Cameron's car in and he asked the parking lot attendant, does he speak English? And the parking lot attendant asked incredulously, what country do you think this is? Well, that was the mid-80s. Today, that's a legitimate question. What country is this? And when I go to Chuck E. Cheese, I'm not so sure.
But James, let me ask you a quick question. How did that lady wearing that garb eat her pizza?
You know what? I wish I would have had enough sense to watch that, because her mouth was covered. I wonder how she ate. I wonder how she does eat. I don't know. I mean, does she take it off? Does she We'll have to leave that for another night, Scoop, because that's all the time. The Chronicles of Chuck E. Cheese with Scoop and James will continue at a later date. Scoop, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right, will do.
Folks, for the rest of you, God bless you. It's been a great night here. Thanks for your support. We'll see you next week on the Political Cesspool. I'm James Edwards for the Bombardier and everyone else. We'll see you next time.